Thank you and good morning. In 2013, a Humboldt County jury found Timothy Littlefield guilty on all charges of sexual misconduct with a child under 10 years of age. Littlefield was convicted for repeatedly molesting his 8-year-old stepdaughter and was initially arrested in 2009. He was convicted on 11 counts in September of 2013 and faces a sentence of up to life in prison. Littlefield had appealed his conviction, however, and his lawyers asked for a new trial after a juror made comments about Littlefield's mental health. Littlefield has been free since 2013, but on Tuesday, the First Appellate District Court of California upheld Littlefield's conviction, finding the juror's comments irrelevant to assessing the validity of the verdict. Now, a hearing will be scheduled to determine if any evidence of juror misconduct exists. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in Redway spotted a man on felony probation standing on the front porch of a house described as a well-known drug house. That man, 40-year-old Chris Gould, saw the deputy and fled on foot to the rear of the residence. The deputy monitored the situation while backup arrived, and a subsequent search of the area turned up personal items, a cell phone and drug paraphernalia belonging to Gould, and then the deputies located Gould hiding in heavy brush along a fence line surrounding the property. Near to where Gould was found, deputies also recovered 2 handguns that had been reported stolen from Pacific Outfitters in Eureka. Gould was arrested and booked into county jail. The sheriff's office is investigating a stabbing incident in Trinidad that sent a man to the hospital with multiple stab wounds in the early morning hours on Tuesday. When deputies contacted the victim at the hospital, he told them he was at the Ocean Grove Lounge when he witnessed an altercation between 2 other patrons. The victim said he followed the pair outside and witnessed the fight, and then one of the participants in the fight was shoved into the watching crowd, and the victim said he realized he had been stabbed. By the time deputies reached the Ocean Grove Lounge, the business was closed, and there were no people in the area. The investigation into the stabbing continues. Local law enforcement agencies have had pretty good success when issuing most wanted posters. The county and the city of Eureka regularly update their most wanted posters, alerting the public to keep an eye out for various burglars, car thieves, and assault suspects. On Tuesday, the Arcata Police Department released its latest most wanted poster, one that features 8 men wanted for everything from felony evasion to assault with a firearm to burglary. Anyone with information about the 8 wanted men is asked to contact Arcata Police. The National Weather Service is keeping a close eye on yet another winter storm that could enter the region in the coming days. Rain is expected to begin today, and the Weather Service predicts the worst-case scenario of the next storm could bring up to 6 to 8 inches of rain over the weekend and into next week. That amount of rain will mean poor driving conditions and the flooding of local streams and creeks and low-lying areas. Residents are urged to make preparations for the possibility of flooding. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When Philip Smith Haynes works his last day in January of next year, Humboldt County government will be in need of 3 department heads. Currently, the Department of Health and Human Services needs a director, as does the Planning Department, and with Smith Haynes' departure, county administration will need a new director as well. Smith Haynes submitted his resignation to the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday, and his final day with the county will be January 29th. While the county searches for new directors, the Board of Supervisors has appointed Connie Beck as the Interim Director of Health and Human Services and Cheryl Dillingham as the Interim CAO. Both will serve until permanent hires are made. The Blue Lake Casino and Eureka Rotary will hold a press conference today at the Blue Lake Rancheria to announce that the Rancheria will donate $70,000 to the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program. Officials from the Rancheria, Eureka Rotary, and the Marine Corps will be on hand for the announcement that's scheduled for 2 o'clock this afternoon. Jordan Christmas has news from the CR campus.
College of the Redwoods is taking donations to help create a scholarship in honor of Jason Dale Johnson, who lost his life in the tragic shooting at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon on October 1st. Johnson, a Fortuna High School graduate from the year 2000, was just 3 days into his return as a student, and according to family members, his life appeared to be back on track after going through personal challenges. CR's goal is to raise $2,000 to create the Jason Dale Triumphant Return Scholarship.
Thank you, Jordan. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.